Alleluia, alleluia, alleluia. Blessed are you, O Virgin Mary, who believed that what was spoken to you by the Lord would be fulfilled. Alleluia! 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 The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. Mary set out and traveled to the hill country in haste to a town of Judah, where she entered the house of Zechariah, and she greeted Elizabeth. When Elizabeth heard Mary's greetings, the infant leapt in her womb, and Elizabeth, filled with the Holy Spirit, cried out in a loud voice and said, "Most blessed are you among women, and blessed is the fruit of your womb. But how does it happen to me that the mother of my Lord should come to me? For the moment the sound of your greeting reached my ears, the infant in my womb leapt for joy. Blessed are you who believed that what was spoken to you by the Lord would be fulfilled." And Mary said, "My soul proclaims the greatness of the Lord. My spirit rejoices in God my Savior, for he has looked with favor on his lowly servant. From this day all generations will call me blessed. The Almighty has done great things for me, and holy is his name. He has mercy on those who fear him in every generation. He has shown the strength of his arm, scattered the proud in their conceit, and lifted up the lowly. He has filled the hungry with good things, and the rich he has sent away empty. He has come to the help of his servant Israel, for he has remembered his promise of mercy, the promise he made to our fathers, to Abraham, and to his children forever." Mary remained there about 3 months and then returned to her home. The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
This is a wonderful feast of the Visitation, the Blessed Virgin Mother going to see Elizabeth, her cousin. Her cousin lived in a place called Ein Kerem, which means the fountain of the vineyard. Ein Kerem is today in the greater Jerusalem. In the time of Mary, it was 3 or 4 miles from the temple in Jerusalem, which was important because Zechariah, the husband of Elizabeth, was a priest at the temple in Jerusalem, so it had to be close to Jerusalem. It's a very scenic area in the hills of Judea, where there's lots of vines and it's wine country. That's where the event is set. Now, when we look at the Gospels, we have to remember the Gospels are not history. The Gospels don't tell us exactly when Jesus was born, not the day, not the year. They don't tell us what he looked like. There's no, history is not the teaching of the Gospel, it's theology. And the one powerful teaching in all four Gospels is that Jesus Christ is Lord. He is the one foretold in the Old Testament, the one who will save his people Israel. To establish the messianic identity of Jesus is the primary teaching of the Gospels, all four Gospels. Mary gets very little attention in the Gospels. In the Gospel of John, if we only had the Gospel of John, we would not know her name. She's never named. She's referred to as a mother of the Lord, various references, but never named in the Gospel of John, because the Gospel of John is not about Mary. It's about Jesus. In the other three Gospels, she gets very little attention, except in Luke. Luke tells us about the birth of Jesus, about the visitation, about finding Jesus in the temple. Luke is the Gospel of Mary. Matthew is the Gospel of Joseph, tells us a lot about Joseph. So we're here in the Gospel of Luke today. So let me consider with you for a moment what we do know about Mary, the mother of Jesus. There's nothing in the Gospels to tell us where she was born, but there is an early writing, contemporaneous with the Gospels, called the Proto-Evangelium of James. Now, James was the brother of the Lord, the cousin of the Lord, a relative, half-brother, whatever, but he was related to Jesus, he belonged to the family of Jesus in some way, and therefore it was presumed that when he wrote a gospel, that it would be insightful and reliable. It never made it into the Bible because in the early church, there was a suspicion that maybe James didn't actually write this gospel. However, for what it's worth, the gospel tells us a lot about Mary. It said she was born in Jerusalem. And for the pilgrims who were here, you went to Jerusalem and you went to the church of St. Anne and near the pool of Bethesda. And the church of St. Anne is set in the place where it said was the home of Mary. That's where she was born. It also tells us who her parents were, Joachim and Anne, otherwise we wouldn't know. And it says that Anne didn't have any children, and they prayed and prayed and prayed, and then in her older age, she had this little girl, Mary. And then we begin to get into all sorts of exaggerated moments here to emphasize the significance of the child, Mary. She went to the temple and all that. In any case, she ends up in Nazareth in the Gospel of Luke, and that's where the Annunciation happens. And now she goes from Nazareth to Ein Karim to visit her cousin Elizabeth. Now, what's important if we're going to draw something from the life of Mary, and we have a great devotion, we have an extraordinary devotion in the Catholic Church to Mary, and that's something very sacred. We should really treasure that. I say the rosary every day. Every in the morning when I'm walking, I say the rosary. It's very important for us to keep alive our devotion to the Mother of Jesus. The teaching is that the history is not as important as the theology of a person's life. Where the person was born, how rich the person is, what great things the person achieved in business, these are all important, but they're not very important. What is important is, did the person fulfill the mission in life that divine providence has assigned to us? And that mission in life will involve suffering, it involved blessing people, sharing with people, uplifting people, giving life to people. It will involve prayer, staying close to Jesus, listening to the Word of God. These are the things that really count in life. And when we look at the life of Mary, where she was born, and these are important, but they're not very important. What is important is you're fulfilling the mission that in divine providence was meant for her in her life. And therefore, when she comes here to, she's just a simple girl, maybe about 14, 15 years old at the time of the Annunciation. And remember when the angel Gabriel came and said, "Blessed are you, highly favored daughter." It says she was disturbed by the greeting. She didn't regard herself as, you know, special. But the angel said, "No, you're highly favored. The Lord has chosen you." So in the simplicity of the manner in which we live, That's where we find our divine destiny. That's where we find our vocation, not in the great achievements, but in the quality of life. That's what the Blessed Mother teaches us here, that all the recognition from the world, all that is fine, but it's not terribly important. Character, that's what really counts. And at the end of life, the legacy we have is the quality of our lives. Were we faithful? Were we honorable? Were we truthful? Were we generous? Did we bless people? This is what counts. David Brooks, in his marvelous best-selling book, Road to Character, he speaks about two kinds of virtues in a person's life. One is resume virtues, your achievements, your success, what's impressive about you, your resume, where you convince somebody to give you a job or to be impressed. They're important, but not as important as eulogy virtues, says Brooks. Eulogy virtues are not your achievements. Were you honorable? Were you decent? Were you generous? Were you truthful? Were you caring? Were you forgiving? These are the virtues that really count in following Jesus Christ. And that's what Mary teaches us here. So listen to the Word of God in this marvelous Feast of the Visitation. How caring Mary was to go and visit her Elizabeth. And obviously, she stayed for the birth of John the Baptist. She was 6 months pregnant, and she stayed for 3 months. So she stayed to assist Elizabeth in the birth of her son, John the Baptist. Well, that's about all you need to hear at this time in the morning. But take the Word of God today. Make a difference in somebody's life today. Bless somebody. Be kind. Be generous. Do something special today to honor the teaching of Mary, the Mother of the Lord. Okay? We pause now for a moment of prayer.